This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, boom. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Looking out the window, it's sunny. I did not expect that today. I'm getting some good vibes from what's going on outside.
You'll see some sun today, and then it'll start to cloud up later.
So you're telling me good vibes and variety.
I don't believe I said that, but I do believe in that wholeheartedly. Good vibes and variety. That's my thing.
Titanic at the California Symphony. It's your chance right now to win some tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic. Just text the word COLD to our contest line. C-O-L-D. Our contest line is 20357, and you'll be qualified for the tickets for San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic on April 4th at Davies Symphony Hall. Text COLD to 20357 and you're entered to win. We're doing this all week. It's fun. It's a cool way. They've done this with some Star Wars things. It's that guy's name who did John.
John Williams.
Thank you. Who's done they've done a lot of his movies. Like they play the movie and then the San Francisco Symphony plays along.
That's
amazing.
Great.
It's a fun, especially if you're into Titanic. Like, I mean, if you hate Titanic, do not go to this. That would be my advice.
Nobody hates Titanic.
Right? I know. It was a big movie. But if you weren't like a Star Wars fan, why would you find yourself at that thing? Now, you know, if you're a big Titanic. People, you remember when, I think Titanic came out almost exactly when we started working here. Wasn't it that first year and people were just they'd go every day.
I was dating that one girl by the time Titanic came out, because I watched it with her and her roommate.
It was December 19th, 1997, day that will live in infamy.
So I must have met her. Well, it doesn't mean I saw it right when it came out.
I think we met her at Halloween. We were doing a bet payoff where you had the oranges in your bra.
Nope.
The alligator underpants?
That I was serving... in a restaurant in a Speedo. And that's where I saw her first.
I remember I was there. But
she wanted to go out with you after that?
Oh, she was there because she was, you know, came for the show. She was a listener. And then she and Vinny, he's taking her order on his little pad. And then the rest of us faded into the background.
You are
the
so dramatic. None
was
of that
shining
happened.
Shining down on the table. The two of them lock eyes. I was like, I just met Vinny's new girlfriend. They can't stop looking at each other. It was like everyone kept tripping over the lines between the two of your eyes. Like,
oh my God, you're so dramatic.
Clotheslining me across the restaurant. Yeah, it was like that. No wonder they love Titanic so much.
The point is, yes, it was those early days because I saw that movie with that lady.
Did you see more than once with her?
No.
Did they go back?
I don't know what they did, but I know I saw it the one time and went, Who makes 3-hour movies? What is this?
Nowadays, everyone makes 3 hours. Yeah. I just read this thing. Another James Cameron movie. Avatar 3. Avatar 2 is 3 hours and 12 minutes.
That Join my boycott. I'm never watching it.
So that's like 192 minutes. And he's saying that number 3, which I think they shot them all at the same time, did all the, you know, all the principal actual physical photography, because a lot of it's just CG. That he's saying it's even longer. It's longer than that. Oh, you're going to love it. It's longer than that. And I guess if you... Nowadays, you can just sit on your couch and stop it whenever you do need to pee or sleep or get your homework done or whatever, all these things we need to do in our lives.
There were so many delays on that project, but if you remember, I told you, my brother originally was hired to move to New Zealand and work on those movies.
Right.
He was bringing his whole crew. They were all going to live there and make those movies one there. After another, right. Like in a straight stretch. And make them there. I don't know if they ended up doing it. There's so many delays. My brother was like, I can't wait.
I need to work. I need to say yes to this project.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say there were 15 years in between. 13, 14, 15 years
Whatever
between the first one, which was great. And the
Great's
second.
A little strong.
I love that movie.
Well, you say so.
People say it's a story that's been told. Story as old as time. Been told 1,000 times. All right. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what we're doing here. Oh, I know what it is. We were
Titanic.
Talking about the Titanic thing, right? Barack Obama was in town last night. Apparently,
which town? Ours?
Our town. There is a private dining space above Vesuvio Cafe.
Huh? Vesuvio is in North Beach.
Yes, it is.
And it is, you call it a cafe.
It's called Vesuvio Cafe in this story out of SF Gate. I don't get it.
It's one of the older bars, like goes back to the Kerouac days. Like they've got a lot of that beatnik.
Yeah.
Poetry,
so apparently above
writers.
That is a place none of us will ever get to see.
Oh.
And it's called Officina.
Oh. Officina.
Officina. Oh, I'm sorry. This was last Thursday. Sorry, not last night.
Oh.
Last Thursday. Still.
Well, I was going to go there after work today.
Well, you could still. And knock on the door at Officina and be like, I just want to be where Barack Obama was. So apparently this little private space, very swanky, very exclusive. It's owned by, honestly, where's whom and when you need them, restaurateurs Michael and Lindsay Tusk, who also own 3 Michelin-starred restaurants. 3 of them. Like, it's impossible to get a star. These people have 3. Quince, Cotonia, and Verjus.
Can you?
Quince, Cotonia, maybe, and Verjus, maybe.
What does the second one start with?
See? Cotogna, Cotonia.
And what's the third one?
Verjus.
And which
Verjus,
one is?
Probably Verjus. It's like a, you know, au jus.
Like, so wait, do they own 4 restaurants or 3
they
of them?
They own 4.
Oh, okay.
3 are Michelin starred. Not this Officina.
It's not a Michelin star.
Well, they're not, I don't know. They also own 3 Michelin starred. The Tusk family.
Fast food.
Right. A bartender at Verjus, possibly, told the Chronicle he saw Obama. As he left the dining space, the Officina up above, and apparently he popped his head in. He did like a curtain call. Like there's sort of a, you know, maybe you go upstairs in the back and then you have to walk through Vesuvio as you're going out. And everyone went, oh, we miss you. We love you. Oh. And he did a little, hey, how's everyone doing? I got to go on with my day now.
Was he with the missus?
Didn't say. But I'm going to say no. They definitely would have put that in this story.
I would think.
Yeah. She's about to do, I think that Michelle Obama and her brother are starting a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did I see on that this morning?
I forgot this.
It's all right. Everyone and their brother has
her
a podcast.
Her brother's the basketball coach, right?
I don't know.
I believe her brother used to be the basketball coach at Oregon State.
Over the years, Obama has been spotted at many other San Francisco restaurants. In 2019, he visited Aisha Curry, that international smoke.
Mm.
Isn't that down at the base of the Salesforce Tower?
I don't get out at night ever.
Yeah. Anyway, he waved and smiled, and everyone was like, oh my God, it's Obama. That's how everyone sounded when they were.
So her new podcast is called IMO with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson. Not that Craig Robinson from The Office, but the other. It's her brother.
IMO, does that mean if I'm honest?
In my opinion.
In my opinion. That's right. I am H.O. I guess they're not being humble about it. Sit down, bitch. Be humble.
Gonna have a lot of good guests.
Oh, the first one that comes up is the comedian from the... Okay.
Yeah.
So I watched episode 3 of Severance last night. Season 2, Severance.
Oh, 3. I still haven't seen 8, which is what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, no. I haven't. I'm trying to slow play it because I want to kind of finish around the time that you guys do.
Did you get... It was goats in 3?
Goats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, then and you saw
Brianna.
Your lady.
Brianna of Tarth is in there. Okay, so...
I loved it.
We talked about it for 20 minutes after we watched this. And like, you know, I go in to brush my teeth and get ready for bed. And Johnny follows me and we're just... Stan, like, well, like, what could that mean? He's like, it's got to be genetic testing. I'm like, but it isn't, though. They're just picking random numbers. Like, I don't understand what's happening with this. Like, I just want to ask one question. Is that it for the goats?
For this season? Yeah. That was the last time we saw them.
Well,
because how are these people?
No, it's not.
So, no, we can't.
Because I'm looking
that.
At this group of ragtag farmers, spoiler alert. That are standing, and all of them have something wrong with them. Like, she's got scratches on her cheek. The other guy's only got one tooth. You know, they're grizzled hair. Mm-hmm. They're wearing the worst outfits. Every one of them is like a wreck. I'm like, how do these people come out of their severed state and then look in the mirror and go, oh, all right, let me just, you know, back with my day. Then do they mess themselves up the next day? Like, these people clearly live in the severed area. But that is never going to be made clear.
It like, might be.
No, it's going to be. It's well, is that's it? The question, and it's interesting for that reason that there's for a minute there was that was left. They just showed you this room and then left it, and you're like, "What about the goats?" It's well done in that you are now they kept it alive for a reason.
Just like you're going to ask yourself in an episode or two, what happened to Patricia Arquette's character? Where is she going? And you'll find out in the new one.
Yeah, she left in this one. She
plays such a like almost ran away. Role. It's so well done.
Well, listen, Helly too is. I'm like, okay, so at the beginning of this season, Helly's character, they all sit and watch the movie. Which, by the way, I went back and watched that because I didn't realize that was. I don't know how you ever thought to yourself, who could this be, and come up with Keanu Reeves.
You didn't hear anything that struck you as...
No. And so I went back to hear it because we had talked about it. They were actually saying it was going to be Barack Obama who... He asked Ben Stiller, who's directing Severance, which is a show on Apple TV+, asked Barack Obama to do that voiceover for this Lumon movie. And Barack was too busy or whatever. So they get Keanu Reeves to do it. But he's putting on this voice that's kind of like this. Oh, you know, you learned everything because of the macro data uprising, you know, whatever it is. I never in a million years would have come up with Keanu Reeves. Never in a million years. I can't believe you just picked that right out. Amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It immediately struck me as, I know that voice.
Oh.
I didn't know it immediately... Which it voice Keanu. It was, but I was like, I know that. What is that? And then I thought about it. And then eventually I got to it. But
yeah, not in a million years would I have gotten to that. But so anyway, so they watched the movie. Then Malchek, whatever Seth's last name is.
Milchek.
They leave, him and the little girl.
I love
Milchek. Now they're sitting alone in this movie theater and Helly doesn't tell them anything. So I'm like, is she not severed anymore? Or is she so embarrassed that she knows what's going, that she's an important piece of this whole thing, so she doesn't want to say anything? Like,
That's all part of it, yes.
Yeah, you'll find out.
You're on the right track. Okay. There's something going on there, and there's for sure, you haven't even seen the darkness to come.
Oh, boy. Mm. Also, I've been looking at, like you guys were saying, you can really tell the difference between severed Helly and not severed Helly. Like, it's something in the cast of the face and incredibly, just what a nuanced acting job that is. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really good.
Let me ask you, is there a day, there's not a day I get in the elevator here and don't think about severed. Like, I just get on the elevator as I'm going up.
I'm
going
to tell you something. I've literally never thought about that in the elevator.
Click.
I know. And they get the dopey look on because they're severed, and they go back to sad reality. Such a weird show. It's so good. I love it so much that I'm like really scared it's going to let me down.
I didn't think that. I thought we would be let down after the first season, and season two has been really good. Mm. Like, they're answering questions. They're moving forward. They've got to do something soon, though, with Mark. Like, he's going to end up dead if they don't figure out.
So at the end of episode three, this one lady did a thing to him where I'm like, uh-oh, I saw what happened to Petey. Anyway, right. We're watching a show called Severance. Maybe you're watching it too. I feel like a lot of people are watching. It's on Apple TV Plus.
It's a hit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, can't wait for you to see the latest one then.
Okay, so anyway, honestly, I did not even mean to. I sit down to watch episode three last night, and there's a promo that runs in front of it and for something called The Studio. And I had read something about this a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even longer than that. It's a Seth Rogen show about Hollywood. It's him and his production partner, or I guess she's his writing partner. Her name is Evan Goldberg.
Name is Evan?
I think so. I could have that wrong. I thought it was him and a woman, but.
No, his real writing partner is Evan Goldberg, but that's a dude.
Oh. Is it not his real writing partner on this show? I don't know if it's fictionalized or not, but they show a zillion different cameos from all these different Hollywood people, like everyone from Scorsese to the lady who played Moira on Schmidt's Creek and is, you know, Catherine O'Hara. She's been in like a zillion things. There's all these little pieces as they put this promo together for this thing called The Studio. So during the shoot for this show, Scorsese has a cameo in it, and he has some advice for Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, and says, you guys say the F word too much, which they were very shocked to hear from Scorsese, who actually directed the movie that holds the world record for F-bombs in a movie with 569 occurrences.
Scorsese does.
Yes. Do you know what movie that is?
Well,
he also directed Casino, which has 422 F words in it, and Goodfellas, which has 300.
I was going to say Goodfellas.
It's The Wolf of Wall Street, 569 F words in it.
Okay.
So if you're wondering what The Studio is about, so am I. Rogan says, I think a lot of people wonder why so many bad films are made in Hollywood. But what people should wonder is how any good films are ever made in Hollywood. So that's what we're trying to show here. And I will say, I like him in general, and it did look pretty interesting. I thought it was him and a girl, but clearly it's not.
I'm going to watch that for sure.
Yeah, so anyway, I saw the promo for it as I was sitting down to watch Severance, and I thought, we looked at each other, John and I, after I'm like, that was pretty good. What do you think? He's like, yeah, maybe we could put that on the list. I'm like, okay, I'll write it down.
I think our next.
The Studio.
Okay.
And it looks like it's just like a quick comedy thing. Our next show, though, is definitely White Lotus. Is anybody?
Yep.
Is it finished? Are you watching that?
Yeah. No, we're only three episodes into the new season, I think. Three or four.
We?
Or me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they're dropping
them. The royal
them.
We.
They're dropping them weekly.
We.
You have a girlfriend, don't you?
I do not.
Oh, you just spilled.
I do not.
Spilled tea.
I can say without a doubt, there is no girlfriend in my life at all.
I don't believe
it. Look at him. 100%.
Who took the photo of him with his arm up over his head?
Yeah, I did.
Who did?
It was a selfie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
I would be posting thirst traps if I wasn't single.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
You got to have a line waiting outside the window. Yeah, we found that out years ago.
No.
This girlfriend, maybe she's into a little competition.
This fictional.
We are watching. Maddie.
Jelly Roll.
Oh. Yeah.
British tattoos?
They are.
Jelly Roll put on a pair of Daisy Dukes and did a TV commercial for something called Zevia.
What's up, donkey?
What's up, donkey? The Zevia collaboration makes sense. Did I send you these? I did. Oh, so they say it's like a takeoff on, in 1992, Cindy Crawford did a Pepsi ad.
Yeah.
So she gets out of a car that has a door that slides upward, and it's a little sports car, and she's got short, but not super short, shorts on. They're jeans shorts, so I guess that's what people are calling them, Daisy Dukes. And she walks over, she gets herself a Pepsi. She drinks the Pepsi. There's these two little boys ogling her, And they're like, as she finishes, they're like, oh, can you believe how great that new can is for Pepsi?
Ba-dum-bum.
Hilarious. So in this one, Jelly Roll, he gets a, here we go. This is, we're rolling. There's the two little boys and they're watching Jelly Roll. And by the way, the F-150 that he's driving, look how the door opens. And there's Jelly Roll. And if you...
He flips his...
Flips his
hair.
What
do they call
that hairstyle? Mullet.
Flips his mullet.
You might have to take it back. He's actually in Daisy Dukes. So he's got that going on too. He's lost about 100 pounds. He pulls out the creamy root beer from Zevia. Now you can turn this up a little.
Zevia is dismantling the notion that quote unquote real men cannot be conscious of what goes into their bodies. Mr. Roll is now, quite literally, the poster child for sweet authenticity.
Mr. Roll.
Cute.
What?
Zero sugar, no artificial nothing.
I love him.
Jelly Roll holds this pose. He's like turned and smiled. Keep rolling it, Maddie. He just keeps it going, and he's still holding the pose.
Why is he just standing there?
It's very,
very
it's,
cute.
You know what it is about him? He just commits. He is a good guy. He seems like a sweet person. I never hear any. Yeah, donkey. I never hear any bad press coming out of his corner. Like I feel like the world is pulling for Jelly Roll, and you know, I may have to try Zevia, which, by the way, is sweetened by stevia, which is John. That's John's sweetener of choice. He loves stevia.
What?
Stevia leaf. It's like some natural.
John has a sweetener of choice.
Yes,
I do too. Yep. I carry him around in my giant backpack.
He also likes. He likes monk fruit. But he says that stevia tastes the most like
you
real sugar.
You have stevia in your backpack right now. And what would you pour that into?
Coffee or whatever.
They don't have a stevia sweetener or something?
No, we don't have stevia here.
So you use that daily in your coffee?
No, I use what we have here when I'm getting coffee here. But I take it with being on the road. If I'm traveling, I like to have it. Because some places you go and they don't have Splenda or...
What's the equivalent? Like if I was going to put a teaspoon of sugar into something to get it sort of normal sweet... How much stevia? It's just
one
a little
pack.
Bit.
Yeah, just a pack.
Oh, but a full, like those little paper packs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Who knew that people had sweeteners of choice?
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of different ones that aren't sugar anymore. Or not strictly sugar. Still sweet.
I don't even use sugar.
Well, what do you use?
I don't use anything.
Oh.
What do you use?
We use monk fruit at the house because it's granulated, but you still need less of it. But John likes the stevia.
What's in your coffee right now?
Nothing. No, I wouldn't sweeten coffee. What do you? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, black coffee.
I don't have black coffee. I use creamer. I use milk, whole milk. I know.
What?
Mr. Black says the guy who started with French vanilla and some girl had to tell him, don't be such a girl about your coffee.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Girls can make me do anything. That's why I stay away from them.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Live in a house Jelly full
Roll,
of them.
I know, my God, stay away from him. Okay, buddy, you're stuck with him. Jelly Roll, Daisy Dukes, some new soda called Zevia. Oops.
What'd you just do?
I did something.
Oh.
Let me undo it.
There's
real
a lot
quick.
Of trash cans in that on that screen.
Hold on. They're about to be gone.
All right.
How about that? Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
All that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oopsie.
Don't put this in the dishwasher and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Kiss. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi. Happy Tuesday. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has given back to our local communities in unexpected ways. The Oakland Zoo's shiny new electric train was sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation. Oh. Discover more at fremontbank.com/giving. Here's what's happening. You'll see some sun today, but we do have a rainstorm coming for tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
There's that. By the way,
yeah.
We're not even... Well, we're close. We're getting close. About a month away from the NBA playoffs, the Warriors are in sixth place. We're looking good.
Ever since we got Jimmy Butler, baby. Yep. It's been a roll.
Buckets! Yes, he's good. If you want more on that, you can. Not now.
Don't do it now. No. Do it later.
I'll withhold the number until later, and then I'll tell you. But there's a station that talks all about the Warriors all the time.
Blah,
they're
blah,
right
blah,
down
Warriors,
the,
blah, blah,
very
blah,
nice
basketball,
boys,
blah, blah, blah,
and they love it. But no.
Sports yelling.
But mid-April, we start the playoffs, and the Warriors are looking good for it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Come on. Let's go.
I'll begin with your dishwasher.
Oh, yes. What about it?
This Sunday is National Dishwasher Day.
Oh my God.
I do the dishes at my house most of the time.
Yeah. John does them at my house.
Totally sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know how I drew this straw, but I drew it and it's just the way it is.
Well, is it going to get done or not?
Well, I don't want to, play those games that I played with, my old roommates back in the day where we would all go, well, I'm not doing it. You don't do it, then I'm not doing it. And then we all end up with like just an absolute
maggot-filled sink and overflowing kitchen. Trash can. Right.
Right.
That's what happens. Everyone's had that roommate experience where the standoff just doesn't really help anyone.
Nope. The first dishwasher was patented 175 years ago.
Oh, really?
In 1850.
Wow.
It was a hand crank thing.
So you'd pour in the water and some soap, and then you'd
modern dishwashers
it?
Weren't common until 1970.
Is that so?
But it's It's a thing to be grateful for.
Do you remember when you were a kid? I don't know if you had this. There was my best friend growing up was Vicky Iritsky, and her mom had a portable dishwasher. It was like another countertop.
Oh, I had one.
And you would move it over to the sink, attach the hoses.
No.
And run the thing.
Nope.
You had to plug it in and run it.
Yeah, I had one.
And then
one.
You'd unplug it and move it to the center of the kitchen and had like a chopping block on top of it. You could, you know, use it as...
It was on wheels.
Yep.
I moved it around the kitchen. I never saw that.
It just wasn't installed. And that would have been early 70s.
I had one in the 90s or 2000s even. I had, yeah. I lived in a small apartment.
It's a roll around.
Yeah, so I bought a portable one. Yeah. We didn't have a dishwasher in my house until I was like 16, though. So you're hand washing back in the day.
No big surprise in Riley's New York apartment. He has the, it's like a, I don't know, 12 inch wide. It's a regular, like you drop it down the full way, but it's only this, it's only a foot wide. So you can put like two plates, two forks, well, two
he's
cups.
He's a bachelor.
I'm like, if that's all you've got, just do them in the sink. What do you need that for? That's my question. He can have it. It was installed.
Why are you bugging me about it? It's here.
It just seems like, why put it in if that's how big it's going to be?
So that he doesn't have to do the dishes when...
Okay. You know what? You're right. But I do feel like it's one dish. Just do the dish.
Well, I'm with you in terms of I would just do the one dish. But I also put everything in the dishwasher, even though this story is saying, you're not supposed to put everything in the dishwasher.
What can I not put in?
What? Wooden utensils. Don't do it.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. We wash those by hand.
I don't do the cast iron pans, so I'll give them that.
That's supposed to be seasoned and treated differently. And
we have that, and we use that regularly, and I don't put those in.
Yeah, John knows how to take care of that. I would never know.
Insulated mugs. All in my house, those go in the dishwasher.
Right into the dishwasher. I'll buy more if I need to. I've never had a problem with them in the dishwasher.
They write, crystal glassware. Who uses that?
People do.
No, they don't.
Sure.
Crystal on a daily basis?
I wouldn't, but...
Nonstick cookware. I've gotten enough crap about it because there's a few things where I'm like, no, that's going to the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And then, you didn't dishwash the one thing, did you? Yeah. Yep. Mm. Don't even... You're going to ruin it. Sorry. It was in my pile, and this pile goes in there.
Yeah. All the big stuff I usually will just hand wash.
Cheese graters? Yeah, those go in there too.
Those get rusty though.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. Mine is covered with an outer edged plastic.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, you know, plastic. Hey, more plastic.
Woo!
But it doesn't get rusty and washing those is a
mine's
total
100%
pain in the
metal.
Ass.
It even has like a metal slide for the bottom so you can like, you know, grate anywhere you want and then pull out the slide at the bottom and dump the stuff into a bowl. But it's got rust all over it. I still use it. I don't care. A little rust never hurt anybody. You need iron.
Anyway, be grateful for your dishwasher today, everyone.
Oh, and put your sponge in on the regular.
Sponges, we do that too.
Because they get so stinky. Yeah. When you run your dishes, just run your sponge with it.
Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. It's probably not a good tip, but we always wash ours. Ugh, hate the smell of sponge. I didn't want to touch it. Like, ugh, nah, you can't even get that smell off your hands.
They get yucky, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Is there anything that happened in your family or specifically with your kids that you now can't help but warn them about, even though you've warned them about it 1,000,000,000 times?
Nothing.
So like crossing the street might be one. If the kid almost got hit by a car, you'd be like,
because I relive it every time.
For us with Edie, she choked on something and it was, and we're all still traumatized by it to this day. Like I could see her leaving me forever because I warned her about eating chips one too many times. And she finally said, that's it. Old man, I'm out of here.
It's only because I love you so much I didn't want to lose you.
You choke one time around this guy and he never let you live it down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't worry, don't call 911 when I got this. That's what I think of every time. Every time anything happens, I'm like, call 911, do not listen to Vinny. Don't do it.
I don't know.
When did that happen? Has it been a year now?
Oh, it's been multiple years. Yes.
Really?
Multiple, yeah. It's been a while.
Oh boy.
But
it feels like yesterday. You could have told me that was 4 months ago and I'd be like, okay, I believe it.
It feels like yesterday to me too. And that's why I bring it up, because when I see that girl eating chips, I'm always like, you make sure you chew everything. When I see her chewing nuts.
Don't breathe through your mouth while you're eating.
Anything that girl's eating, I'm like, make sure you're chewing. What are you doing? She looks at me like, all right. I didn't try to choke to death. Anyway, there was a story about a little boy who saved his friend by doing the Heimlich on him. And I absolutely thought of that moment and thought, you know, that kid's eventually going to say, like, double birds, stop warning me to chew my food.
Dad, I'm 60 years old. You're 95. Actually, you're 110 years old.
I just can't help it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the death of me in terms of, you know, our relationship, but I cannot.
Well, you got to do it. What
are you eating
about
over there? Make sure you're chewing that good.
Yeah. Never let her eat a hot dog. They say it's like the perfect size for a kid's esophagus. Trachea, I guess. I guess your esophagus goes down to your stomach.
None of that matters. You're just scared. So yeah.
No grapes.
No hot dogs.
And no hot dogs. Right.
Hot
dogs. No hot dogs.
Thank you.
And no grapes.
Hot dogs.
Hot dog. It's just a hot dog. It's not that big a deal, you guys. You got to let it go.
For the record, your dentist knows you're lying through your unflossed teeth that you don't floss. Your dentist knows.
But even when I do floss, they're like, you're not doing it good enough.
Right. But they know. That's what I'm saying is that you say,
like, yeah, I floss all the time. What?
And then they go,
you're missing this part and 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 this part
all
and this part
the
and
parts.
This part too.
57% of Americans admit they've lied to their dentist about their dental hygiene. Usually it's to impress the dentist or to not be scolded by the dentist, even though the dentist knows you haven't been flossing, just looking at him.
If you were flossing, all this soft stuff wouldn't be falling right out of
here. Some people say it's an unintentional panic lie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
That they blurred out in order to...
I don't know. I mean, I did just have lunch right before I came in here, and I just rinsed my mouth. So that's probably what you're seeing. Probably.
I just think that's...
Well, he lies to you, too. Oh, you need more x-rays. No, I don't. Nope.
No, you do.
No, I was just here. No, I don't need more. Nope.
I'm looking at your file. You haven't been here since 97.
No, if I hadn't been there since 97, okay, fine, take them. I was just here 6 months ago. I'm not, you're not taking
sure
more.
You go every single, right.
All right, I go every year.
Right.
Because you don't have to go every 6 months either. That's another lie they tell you. They always try to upsell you.
Yeah, well, they did upsell you. You went and got oral surgery.
You got new gums.
Did I, or do I have the old gums? Except now they all have pockets.
They're worse?
Yes.
Wait, they're the same.
They're the same, but they are actually not. They
don't show me.
Yeah. No. Dude, you guys, listen. Not only don't do that, read the thing carefully. Even as I was reading it, the day of it goes, you know, this is an aesthetic process. I'm like, aesthetic? That's not, this isn't aesthetic. You guys told me I needed to do this. Like, the, you know, you act like my teeth were going to fall out.
Did you read it after you got the surgery?
No, I was sitting there the day of as you're, you know, signing all your paperwork and stuff. I'm like, aesthetic? That's weird. But then I'm like, I'm committed. Here I am. I'm ready. I took the week off. I'm getting my teeth done.
Well, and they came out great.
Thanks.
Don't look at me like that.
They didn't come out great. Actually, this one side came out good.
Then there you go. That one side
really
came out great.
One of the four came out great. Yeah.
Just photograph that side.
Yeah, I'm just always going to go like this.
Yeah, see?
Smoke the big cigar. Drive a Cadillac car.
The Mars guy.
Boys, I think this band's out of
sight. You know how many things I've done, including that one? Yeah, see?
Yeah,
And then the kid goes, what is that? And I don't really know.
It's like, I don't know, like maybe the 40s, see? It's like, I'm a mafia guy.
I think I learned it from the cartoons.
Yeah. Yes, it was definitely like, didn't like Bugs Bunny take his carrot and put the thing there?
But I don't know. And I was definitely like, wow, I got to go Google
smart
my
guy,
own dumb crap. A woman in Japan has been arrested.
Uh-oh, what'd she do?
She allegedly locked her naked partner on the balcony for the night.
Oh.
He died.
Oh, no. Oh. Froze to death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's such a bitch.
She's been arrested on charges of assault and lethal confinement. Yeah, but who, when your partner says, go out on the balcony on a cold night naked, I guess I just told you, girls get me to do stuff, yep. So I probably
I'll
would.
Let you do that one thing if you go stand up there.
Yep.
That's the lock sound of the lock.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens.
Shrinky dink?
No, what? No. I was going to say, even the things that you've, you know, said, oh, I'll do that one thing, then later, that's just off the menu.
Yeah. Oof.
That thing?
We don't do that.
Doing that anymore.
Please, I did that to get you. I did that to lock you down.
Right.
Don't be ridiculous. We're never doing that
I had a
again.
Lady say something to me that took my head clean off. I was like, this is the most awesome day of my entire life. And then just never again. Mm. Just never again. Just went. Oh, you like that? Good.
Remember the memories over and over. Let's keep those memories going. So you know what you should do? Make notes. Write that down in your journal. That's never happening again. That's life, baby. That's what people say, Shane.
The woman ordered the victim out on the balcony while he was naked, confined him there, and the next day police rushed to the scene after an emergency call. The 49-year-old was found nearly dead.
Nearly
adding
dead?
He later died of hypothermia.
Oh, my God.
It was 38 degrees out on that balcony that he spent the entire night on. Yes, Sarah, there was shrinkage, but that's not really
the point.
That's
probably the first thing that froze off.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You don't want to live after that. Hey, I don't got any more of that.
What does she get?
100 years in prison.
Okay. I mean, that's really mean.
She murdered him.
Yeah, that's super duper mean.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Right.
Our text number is 800.
Well, yeah, we should find out what he did, I guess. That's a good question. Like, why would you? You know, maybe there was something, Ben. There has to be a reason. Like, what's your motive?
He didn't do the dishes.
Right. See? I guess that'll learn him. Yeah, yeah see? Yeah. Yeah, you'll learn your place.
You're gonna be a wise guy.
Come on, you're right into the bargain, eh, wise guy?
800-400-3697. Love the old James Cagney cartoon voice
James
reference.
James Cagney. Okay. Yeah.
That's who that's
Cagney.
Supposed to be.
James Cagney. See, even we don't know the James Cagney thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Our thing is Cagney and Lacey. Like, the James Cagney thing, that's Sandy and Ellie. Cagney.
Yeah, maybe. I learned it from cartoons, but there I was doing it with my kids, and when they said, what is that? I went, hold on. Google. Mm. What is that?
I got the cigar coming out the side of your mouth, see?
Thank you, Sarah, says 415. I actually told my hubby he did not need the gum surgery.
Yeah, don't do it. Turns out it's freaking aesthetic. Then I got the bill, and they're like, yeah, that's an aesthetic thing you have to pay for. Wait, what? I didn't want this.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You did, though.
I didn't.
You signed, look,
though.
I see. I have your signature right here.
Yeah.
Multiple
they
times.
They make it sound, they make it, I'm telling you, dentists. Mm.
Dentists are great. Mm-hmm. I love my dentist. Mm.
Let's get you another round of x-rays, huh?
Your dentist knows if you kiss Australia. No, they don't.
Who said that?
The texter.
Why wouldn't they know?
Why would they know?
Maybe there's like a
strong tongue
hair
muscles
there.
Or something?
Yeah, sure. I was thinking more like there's a you didn't floss out the hair. That's gross, though. Who would ever say that? No one would say that. God. You people think you are, Shane. Right?
What else do you want to say about it?
Zero things.
Okay. I'm
done talking about that.
Oh, my God.
Wooden utensils are too cheap to not put them in the dishwasher. G from Santa Clara.
Yeah, they do say supposedly it's no good for them. I don't care. I wouldn't bother, but John hand washes all that stuff. John's good at the dishes. I'm always like, you're so good at it. Let me set up like a drying station for you. That'll be great.
A what station?
A station. A drying station?
Like, oh, a drying station. Sorry.
Because he'll like hand wash all this stuff. I'm like, you could put it in the dishwasher. But no. And he basically washes everything that goes into the dishwasher. I'm like, just put it in the dishwasher. Run the dishwasher. If there's still stuff on it, put it back in the dishwasher and let it go again. with the next load until it comes out clean. Like, what is the, it's in the name. Stop washing the, you're basically running the water for 15 minutes before you run the water in the dishwasher. I'm done.
Back Why don't you. You do the dishes yourself?
Because he does not like how I stack the dishwasher. I'm not allowed to do the dishes because he does it better. I'm good at wiping counters and making drying stations. That's what I'm good for. And I make a mean egg. The end.
Get off my shoulder, parrot. Stop talking to me. Mm. There you are in the corner. Why don't you?
Yeah, you know what you should
you
do.
Should.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Know what you should do, say?
Go out on the balcony, sir.
Yeah, why don't you get out there? Just try hang out there for a while.
Some dishes.
It's coming
out
up
there.
In the trash.
Let me look. Drake's about to make us feel uneasy. Plus things that seem cool, but there's always a catch.
Drake.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.